This morning, we'd like to see the title of a mixed emotion of Ezra chapter 3, verses 1 through 13. In the last time, we saw God's literal fulfillment. Isaiah the prophet, also Jeremiah the prophet, prophesied the Israelite captivity for 70 years unless they repent their sins, but they would return to Jerusalem and rebuild the city, the temple. As the prophet prophesied it, Israel people today, they are building the temple. They made a free will offering to the Lord by the Spirit. When the seventh month was come, the seventh month is sort of religious worship celebration, the feast of trumpets, the day of atonement or Yom Kippur, and the feast of the tabernacles were held in the seventh month. And the children of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered themselves together according to the law of Moses, as one man, or all together, as one unity, to Jerusalem. Then stood up Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brethren, the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel. These two guys, Jeshua and Zerubbabel, were leaders for Israelites ordained by God, and his brethren, and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings their own, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God, and they set the altar upon his basis. The altar symbolized God's presence and protection. Also, Israel people making offering recognized by themselves as one nation, also their commitment to serve Jehovah God alone. For fear was upon them because of the people of those countries, and they offered burnt offerings their own unto the Lord, even burnt offerings morning and evening. Israel people feared over Gentiles resided in Israel at that time, because by many foreign countries, the conquerors, Assyria, Babylon, and Persia, many foreign people already lived in Jerusalem. So Israel people, they came back to Jerusalem in order to build the temple and the city. So many foreign people already lived there, and so Israel people feared of those people who might resist Israel people's building the temple. They kept also the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the daily burnt offerings by number according to the custom or to the law, as the duty of every day required. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 33-36, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel, saying, the 15th 18th day of this seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. So the Feast of Tabernacles, beginning from the 15th day of this seventh month, Jewish calendar, lasted 7 days. On the first day, there shall be a holy convocation, or a holy assembly, a holy gathering. You shall do no customary work on it. You shall have a Sabbath on it. For 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire or burnt offering to the Lord. On the eighth day you shall have a holy convocation, a holy assembly, and you shall offer an offering made by fire. You shall offer burnt offering to the Lord. It is a sacred assembly, and you shall do no customary work on it. So you shall take a Sabbath. During this time, the Feast of Tabernacle, Israel people lived in temporary tents or booths in remembering over their ancestors 40 years wandering over the wilderness. During that time, God's protection and guidance and leading their forefathers and into Canaan, promised land. Also, the feast reminded the Israel people of God's future, continually protection, guidance, continual love. So, the Feast of Tabernacle is essential for Israel people. And afterward, offered the continual burnt offering, both of the new moons meaning the first day of each month in Jewish calendar, and of all the set feasts of the Lord that were consecrated or set apart from the world to God, and over everyone that willingly offered a free will offering unto the Lord. God only accepts free will offering, not forced offering. From the first day of the seventh day began they to offer burnt offering unto the Lord. The first day of the seventh month is New Year, Jewish's New Year. We call it the Feast of Trumpets. Began they to offer burnt offering unto the Lord, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord was not yet laid. Only place of Solomon's temple was there, but the foundation was weakened or broken or fragile. They gave money also unto the masons and to the carpenters, and meat and drink and oil unto them of Zidon and to them of Tyre. Zidon and Tyre are Mediterranean cities. The people who lived in Zidon and Tyre were called as the Phoenicians. The Phoenicians' major job are merchant trader. So they are selling their trees, cedar trees, to Israel people. Israel people sold their food, oil, grain to Phoenician people, sort of a barter trade, give and take. according to the grant and they had of Cyrus, the king of Persia. The decree of the king of Cyrus described in Ezra chapter 6, verses 3 through 5. In the first year of King Cyrus, the Persian king, issued a decree or an order concerning the house of God at Jerusalem. Let the house be rebuilt, the place where they offered sacrifices, and let the foundations of it be firmly laid. So Solomon founded the temple long time ago, but now the foundation was destroyed or weakened. So King Cyrus allowed captivity, Israelite people. If you want, you may go back to your homeland, Israel, then you may build the temple of God. Let the foundation of it be firmly laid, its height 60 cubits, and its width 60 cubits, with three rows of heavy stones, and one row of new timber. Let the expenses be paid from the king's treasury. So Persian king will pay that expense for Israel people to rebuild the temple. And let the gold and silver articles of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar, the Persian king, the former king, the previous country king, Nebuchadnezzar, Babylonian king, not Persian king, Babylonian king, took from the temple which is in Jerusalem and brought it to Babylon, be restored and taken back to the temple which is in Jerusalem, each to its place, and deposit them in the house of God. So Persian king Cyrus allowed Israel people to take all stolen items in the temple of God by Nebuchadnezzar, the Babylonian king, to be restored into the temple of God to be rebuilt by Joshua and Zerubbabel. Now, in the second year of their coming unto the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month began Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, two leaders, Zerubbabel, Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and the remnant of their brethren, the priest and the Levite. The remnant, not all Israel people, came back to Jerusalem in order to rebuild the temple. Remnant, some of them, some dedicated heartily to the law, came back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple of God. The remnant, or some of their brethren, the priests and the Levites, and all that will come out of the captivity unto Jerusalem. So captivity for 70 years unto Jerusalem, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and over to separate the work of the house of the Lord. The second year and the second month, preparation may not be heroic or showing up, but it is dedicated to the Lord. Then stood Jeshua with his sons and his brethren, Cadmiel and his sons and the sons of Judah together to set forward the workmen in the house of God. The sons of Henadad with their sons and their brethren, the Levites, and when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set priests in their apparel or clothes with trumpet. This is sort of a big groundbreaking ceremony. They just start the building, the temple now. And the Levites, the sons of Asaph, were symbols to praise the law after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. David's instruction concerning the use of music in worship services in the temple in the First Chronicles, chapter 25, verses 1 through 31, and in part, verses 1 and 2 say, "Moreover, David and the captains of the army separated for the service some of the sons of Asaph, of Heman, and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, stringed instruments and cymbals, and the number of the skilled men performing their music service was of the sons of Asaph, Jakur, Joseph, Netaniah, and Asharelah, the sons of Asaph, were under the direction of Asha, who is the worship leader, who prophesied according to the order of the king, David. And they sang together by chorus or antiphonal in praising and in giving of thanks unto the Lord." So by chorus means men, for example, sang, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Then women would respond, "For God is good, for His mercy endures forever." It was a sort of a backward and forward kind of song. That's so beautiful. So they worship the Lord. Because He is good, God is good, for His mercy endures forever toward Israel. God's mercy endures forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with great shouts. So nobody tried to steal God's glory for himself, but praised God because all good gifts, including life itself, coming from God, talents, leadership, strength, material ability, everything come from God. Therefore, they should give thanks to God, and praise God, give glory to Him, not taking glory from Him. When they praised the Lord, so they gave glory to the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. Right now, the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and chief of the fathers who were ancient men, they had seen the first house. So the old men, they saw first house, which means Solomon's temple. They remembered Solomon's temple. They knew Solomon's temple was destroyed because their forefathers committed sins, disobeyed God, worshipped idols, not repenting. Consequently, Assyrian, Babylonian, and Persian conquered the temple. When the foundation of this house was laid, before their eyes wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy. So the ancient people, all the people, wept with a loud voice because they remembered of Solomon's temple compared to Zerubbabel temple. But many, many young generation were not born yet in Solomon's temple, and so they didn't see Solomon's temple. So they just saw Zerubbabel temple. So they had joy. So here was a mixed emotion, mixed feeling. Solomon's temple took over 7 years to build, while Zerubbabel's temple took about 4 years. Solomon's temple was at the center of a beautiful Jerusalem city, but Zerubbabel's temple was surrounded by debris, by destroyed land. So all the people wept and cried by remembering of Solomon's temple, but the new generation rejoice with shouting. That's a mixed feeling, so that the people could not discern the noise of the sound of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. That's a mixed feeling. They would rejoice when they would shout. Also, they would wail when they would weep. So that the people could not discern the noise of the sound of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people because of mixing. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and the noise was heard afar off. The Holy Spirit can stimulate us both to rejoice over the goodness of His grace. Also, the Holy Spirit stimulates us to grieve over the sins. So we should follow Holy Spirit works, not lukewarm. Revelation chapter 3, verse 15 and 16. Jesus says, "I could wish you were cold or hot, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for mixed emotion message. Mortify our flesh, but inspire us with the Holy Spirit in your words. Let us follow purely the Holy Spirit works. Sometimes we will rejoice while we are shouting, seeing your fruits, your goodness, your grace. Also, we are weeping, wailing because of our sinfulness, our shortcoming, our carnality. Lord, let us conform with the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us be hot or cold, not lukewarm. Lord, bless us continually for your kingdom and righteousness. Let us focus on you, eternal thing, rather than temporal thing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.